Hello and welcome to The Dress Circle. This is Michael Kanacki.
And this is Ted Otten.
And today we're going to have a bit of nostalgia for those of you who remember and those of you who don't remember our singer. Shame on you. Someone you should be associated with or know something about. And that's Dinah Shore, a great lady of television and radio, did a few films as well. And today we'll be listening to her singing Broadway and Hollywood songs.
Dinah's real name was Fanny Rose Shore, and she was born in Winchester, Tennessee on February 29th, 1916, and she was with us until February 24th, 1994. She died of complications of ovarian cancer. It's interesting that we're going to start with a Broadway original cast album, and Dinah Shore was not a member of the original cast. But there was a difference in the contracts. Ethel Merman had a contract with Decca Records. RCA Victor had the contract for recording the original cast. And so they did. They recorded the original cast with everybody except Ethel Merman, who had her own recording with Dick Hames. Our first three selections tonight come from that RCA original cast recording, recently reissued by Masterworks Broadway. And here is the song that introduces everyone to the character Dinah Shore plays, Mrs. Sally Adams, the hostess with the mostest on the ball.
I was born on 1,000 acres of Oklahoma land. Nothing grew on 1,000 acres, for it was gravel and sand. One day father started digging in a field, hoping to find some soil. He dug and he dug, and what do you think? Oil, oil, oil. The money rolled in and I rolled out with a fortune piled so high. Washington was my destination, and now who am I? I'm the chosen party giver for the White House clientele, and they know that I deliver what it takes to make them gel. And in Washington I'm known by one and all as the hostess with the mostest on the ball. They would go to Elsa Maxwell when they had an axe to grind. They could always grind their axe well at the party she designed. But the hatchet grinders now prefer to call on the hostess with the mostest on the ball. I've a great big bar and good caviar, yes, the best that can be found, and a large amount in my bank account when election time comes round. If your thoughts are presidential, you can make it, yes, indeed. There are just three things essential. Let me tell you what you need is an ounce of wisdom and a pound of gold. And the hostess with the mostest on the ball. Entertaining vodka drinkers is a job they give to me. Making nice guys out of stinkers seems to be my cup of tea. What they really need behind the iron wall is the hostess with the mostest on the ball. There's a book of regulations as to who sits next to who. But there may be complications when the blue blood's not so blue. So the priestess with the leastest protocol is the hostess with the mostest on the ball. An ambassador has just reached the shore. He's a man of many loves. An important gent from the Orient to be handled with kid gloves. He can come and let his hair down, have the best time of his life. Even bring his new affair down, introduce her as his wife. But she mustn't leave her panties in the hall, for the hostess with the mostest on the
From the almost original cast recording of Call Me Madam by Irving Berlin, Dinah Shore sang The Hostess with the Mostess on the Ball.
If you're familiar with the film version of this, George Sanders did a wonderful job, but on stage, Paul Lucas was her co-star. Here is Dinah Shore with Paul Lucas with Marrying for Love.
I don't know how the conversation drifted from money to love, but sometimes it does. I found myself saying to this very wealthy woman, Madam Ambassador, forgive me, but there are things more valuable than money.
Well, that's what money's for, to buy them with.
No. With money you cannot buy love, for instance. I learned that lesson from my parents, my grandparents, uncles, great-uncles, cousins, 10 generations of Constantines. Led very comfortable lives. They were contented to live in style, supported by their wives. Daughters of men who were wealthy fitted them like a glove. They all married for money. I mean to marry for love. Just an old-fashioned idea, marrying for love. And that old-fashioned idea's what I'm thinking of. Where there's love, poets have said, two can live as one. That's an old-fashioned idea, but it's being done. If she must have gold, let it be in her hair. Rubies, let them be in her lips. Diamonds, let them shine in her eyes. Just an old-fashioned romance with the moon above. A romance, one that will end marrying for love. That's the kind of love that I'm thinking of. I'm afraid I'm not a very modern person. It's become the fashion today not to expect the whole heart if enough other things are part of the bargain.
Well, I'm a woman. When I see something that looks to me like a bargain, I want it.
Love is not a thing one shops for. All my life, I've been waiting for something that may never come to me. That's the kind of love that I'm thinking
If she must have gold, let it be in her hair. Rubies, let them be in her lips. Diamonds, let them shine in her eyes. Just an old-fashioned romance with the moon above.
Paul Lucas joined Dinah Shore for Marrying for Love from Call Me Madam.
The big hit from Call Me Madam was a duet for Dinah Shore and Kenneth Gibson, and they played an ambassadress and one of her staff members. The song is You're Just in Love.
I hear singing and there's no one there. I smell blossoms and the trees are bare. All day long I seem to walk on air. I wonder why. I wonder why. I keep tossing in my sleep at night. And what's more, I've lost my appetite. Stars that used to twinkle in the skies are twinkling in my eyes. I wonder why.
You don't need analyzing. It is not so surprising that you feel very strange but nice. Your heart goes pitter-patter. I know just what's the matter, because I've been there once or twice. Put your head on my shoulder. You need someone who's older. A rub down with a velvet glove. There is nothing you can take to relieve that pleasant ache. You're not sick, you're just in love. You don't need analyzing. It's not so surprising that you feel very strange
and the trees are bare.
Your heart goes pitter-patter.
I
know just what's the matter. Because I've been there once or twice. Put your head on my shoulder.
You need
someone who's older. A rub down.
What's more, I've lost my appetite.
There's nothing you can
twinkle
to relieve that pleasant
are twinkling
ache. You're not sick,
my
you're just
I wonder
in
why.
From the almost original cast recording of Call Me Madam, Dinah Shore and Kenneth Gibson sang You're Just in Love.
Now, through her career on radio and television, she sang many songs that came from films that she wasn't in, and we'll listen to a couple of those now. We'll start with one that was written for Follow the Boys, a 1944 vehicle, and her version of I'll Walk Alone by Stein and Kahn hit number one for 4 weeks and 25 in the charts overall. So here is that wonderful song from Follow the Boys, I'll Walk Alone, and she's joined by a mixed chorus.
Tell them I'd rather there are dreams. God send your love and your kisses to guide me.
That was Dinah Shore in the chorus, I'll Walk Alone from Follow the Boys.
In a film called The Perils of Pauline, which featured songs by Frank Lesser, Betty Hutton sang many of them in the film and recorded many of them. But so did Dinah Shore. From the score of The Perils of Pauline, we're going to hear I Wish I Didn't Love You So, sung by Dinah Shore.
So my love for you should have faded long ago. Torture me as long as this. I might be smiling by now with some new tender friend. Smiling by now with my heart. When I try, something in that heart says no. You're still there, and I wish I didn't love you so.
Frank Lesser's song, I Wish I Didn't Love You So, which was featured in The Perils of Pauline.
Dinah Shore is going to be singing a song from Mother Wore Tights that Betty Grable sang in the film. The song is entitled You Do, and Dinah Shore's version of it hit number 4 and stayed in the charts for 11 weeks. She's joined by Sonny Burke and his orchestra.
More to me than you do. December comes back again when you're away. Who has a charm that very few do? Who makes life necessary? You do. True. Don't give me three guesses, one will do.
That was the Myro and Gordon song, You Do, from Mother Wore Tights.
Our next song has quite a history. It won the Academy Award for the Best Film Song of the Year, and it was in two films, Paleface and Son of Paleface. It was written by Livingston and Evans, and Dinah Shore had a number one hit for 10 weeks with Buttons and Bows.
East is east and west is west, and the wrong one I have chose. Let's go where I'll keep on wearing those frills and flowers and buttons and bows, rings and things and buttons and bows. Don't bury me in this prairie, take me where the cement grows. Let's move down to some big town where they love a gal by the cut of her clothes, and I'll stand out in buttons and bows. I'll love you in buckskin and skirts that I've homespun, but I'll love you longer, stronger, where your friends don't tote a gun. My bones denounce the buckboard bounce, and the cactus hurts my toes. Let's famoose where gals keep using those silks and satins and linens that shows, and I'm all yours in buttons and bows. The buckboard bounce and the cactus hurts my toes. Let's famoose where gals keep using those silks and satins and linens that shows, and I'm all yours in buttons and bows.
Silks and satins and linen that shows, and I'm all yours in buttons and bows.
Gimme eastern trimming where women are women, and high silk hose and peekaboo clothes, and French perfume that rocks the room, and I'm all yours in buttons and bows. Buttons and bows, buttons and bows.
Rings and flowers and buttons and bows, rings and things and buttons and bows.
Dinah Shore, joined by a chorus, sang the Academy Award-winning song, Buttons and Bows.
We'll go back to another Irving Berlin song from another musical Dinah Shore wasn't in, and that was Annie Get Your Gun. Here she is with the chorus to sing Doin' What Comes Naturally.
Doin' had any learning. Still they're happy as can be, doing what comes naturally.
Doing what comes naturally.
Folks like us could never fuss with schools and books and learning. Still we've gone from A to Z, doing what comes naturally.
Doing what comes naturally.
You don't have to know how to read or write when you're out with a fella in the pale moonlight. You don't have to look in a book to find what he thinks of the moon and what is on his mind. That comes naturally.
That comes naturally.
My uncle out in Texas can't even write his name. He signs his checks with X's and they cash them just the same. Grandpa Dick was always sick but never saw a doctor. He just died at 93 doing what comes naturally.
Doing what comes naturally.
His shack and now he plays with matches. He'll collect, just wait and see, doing what comes naturally.
Doing what comes naturally.
Uncle Paul heard someone call when he just had two deuces. He wound up with aces three, doing what comes naturally.
Doing what comes naturally. You don't have to go to a private school not to turn up your bustle to a stubborn mule. You don't have to have a professor's dome not to go for the honey when the bee's at home.
That comes naturally.
That comes naturally.
A nice young man named Harry is stuck on Sister Flo. She'd like to marry Harry, but his wife won't let him go. If you saw my pa and ma, you'd know they had no learning. Still they raised a family, doing what comes naturally.
Doing what comes naturally.
Doing what comes naturally.
Doing what comes naturally.
That was Doing What Comes Naturally from Annie Get Your Gun. This is Michael Kanacki.
And this is Ted Otten.
And you're listening to Dinah Shore Sings Broadway in Hollywood on The Dress Circle.
We're going to return to Broadway with our next two songs. The first one comes from a rather strange musical called Lute Song, in which the leads were played by Mary Martin and Yul Brynner. Mary Martin recorded the song you're going to hear, but so did Dinah Shore. From Lute Song, here is Mountain High, Valley Low.
If you need me, I will be nearby. Mountain High, Valley Low. My love follows you until the last, lightning fast, turtle slow, journey to the North Star. South winds blow my thoughts to you. If you need me, I will be nearby. Mountain high, valley low. I'll be with you though our fortunes sway. Lantern gay, willow sad. spring will stroll her meadow every day. Winter gray, summer glad. When your hair turns snow white, I'll be by your side. I'll be with you though our fortunes sway, lantern gay will set. If you need me, I will be nearby, lantern gay, willow sad, valley low, mountain.
From the Hannigan and Scott Broadway musical Lute Song, Dinah Shore sang Mountain High, Valley Low.
Now, these come from a CD entitled Dinah Shore, Dinah All the Way, and obviously these are from one of her television programs, and this was one that was supported, and the advertiser was Chevrolet, with whom she was closely associated for many years. Our next song was rather a surprise to us. We didn't think she was going to be able to handle this song that well, but she does a really good job. This comes from the Gershwin's Porgy and Bess. Here is My Man's Gone Now.
My man's gone now. Ain't no use listening for his tired footsteps climbing up the stairs. Ooh, oh. Telling me the same thing, morning.
from the score to Porgy and Bess, that was My Man's Gone Now, which was featured on one of Dinah Shore's television programs.
Dinah Shore made her screen debut in Thank Your Lucky Stars, and she was also seen in the film version of Lady Be Good, where she sang the Oscar-winning song The Last Time I Saw Paris in 1941. In 1951, Dinah starred in a film called Aaron Slick from Punkin' Creek, which had a score by Livingston and Evans. And fortunately for us, she recorded with her co-stars 8 of the songs from that soundtrack. Here's one of the opening numbers in which Dinah Shore sings with her leading man, Alan Young. The song, recorded in 1951, is called Chores.
My name is Josie Berry. I live on a farm, and you want to know something? I hate it. All I want to do is move to a big city, Chicago maybe, and get away from these chores, chores, chores. I start my working day at dawn, hating such goings on. I keep on developing brawn at chores, chores, chores. Chores, chores, chores. I churn the churn with all my force, milk the cow, hitch the horse. Wish that I could get a divorce from chores, chores, chores. I'd love to live in the city where gentlemen are bold and warm you when you're cold. I wish I could dress pert and pretty before this lonely widow gets too old. On all fours, I have to stoop to pull the weeds, feed the chicks, fiddlesticks. Ain't too old for learning new tricks and opening of the doors. The cheese is much too cheesy, dogs are much too pleasy, bees are much too busy. Living ain't so easy doing the chores. Chores, chores.
My name is Aaron Slick. I love living on a farm. And if you want to know something, I get a heap of pleasure out of my chores, chores, chores. I start my working day at dawn, loving such goings on, happily developing brawn from chores, chores, chores. Chores, chores, chores. I earn an honest livelihood, pitching hay, chopping wood. Every night I'm feeling so good from chores, chores, chores. I'd hate to live in the city where no one tends the crops and traffic never stops. The stone and brick ain't so pretty, and nature's only seen in flower shops. Cheers for chores. The country girls are natural folk, like to laugh, like to joke. City girls are learning to smoke behind their parlor doors. The country maid is classy, sweet and sassafrassy, slim and hourglassy. Wish I had this lassie sharing my chores. Chores, chores.
Dinah Shore and Alan Young sang Chores from Aaron Slick from Punkin' Creek. We hope you're listening to this broadcast as a financially supporting member of whatever public radio station you listen to. Public radio needs your dollars, and public radio cannot exist without your financial support.
Let's go to one of her scene-setting songs from this film. And she's joined by the chorus with Saturday Night in Punkin' Creek.
Saturday night in Punkin' Creek, burn the candle to the wick. Gonna have fun in Punkin' Creek, land of Goshen, what an ocean. Saturday night in Punkin' Creek, when we never miss a trick. Everyone's out and gadding about tonight in Punkin' Creek.
8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, going great.
It's the
peak of the week, New Year's Eve, so to speak.
Saturday night in Pumpkin Creek, never miss it unless we're sick. Saturday night is holiday night right here in Pumpkin Creek.
8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, going great. It's the peak of the week, New Year's Eve, so to speak.
Saturday night in Pumpkin Creek, never miss it unless we're sick. Saturday night is holiday night right here in Pumpkin Creek.
Down for cheese, crackers, plug tobacco, anything more. Everything's here from soup to candy at the handy general store.
Saturday night in Pumpkin Creek, Saturday night in Pumpkin Creek.
Chewing the fat with crusty codgers, hotel lodgers, traveling gents. Feel of that dry goods from the city. Ain't that pretty?
29 cents.
Saturday night in Pumpkin Creek, Saturday night in Pumpkin Creek.
There's a marshmallow moon in a velvet sky tonight, and soon we'll be together in the moon's
burn the candle to the wick. Gonna have fun in Pumpkin Creek. Land of Goshen, what an ocean. Saturday night in Pumpkin Creek, when we never miss a trick. Everyone's out and gadding about tonight in Pumpkin Creek.
8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, going great.
It's the peak of the week, New Year's Eve, so to speak.
Saturday night in Pumpkin Creek, never miss it unless we're sick. Saturday night is holiday night right here in Pumpkin Creek.
Go!
The thing that was supposed to be special about Aaron Slick from Pumpkin Creek was that it was going to launch Robert Merrill's film career. It didn't. Dinah Shore and the Chorus with Saturday Night in Pumpkin Creek.
You cannot write a score for your leading lady without a romantic ballad. And Dinah Shore had one in a song called Why Should I Believe in Love?
Every girl in town is in Lover's Lane tonight, and I have to have a fella who spends Saturday night playing the sousaphone in the band. This isn't what I want, being alone all the time, waiting.
Why should I believe in love when all I see are kisses, caresses for everyone else but me? Why should I believe in love? Why should I care? There's no one beside me with intimate things to share. So I alone sigh alone, watching other lovers when they find lips so kind, they kiss them. Kisses, caresses, like to call my own. I know I do, oh, I do want someone to love me. Others find lips so kind, they kiss them. Kisses, caresses that I'd like to call my own. So why shouldn't I sigh? Shouldn't I when I'm so?
Dinah Shore sang, Why Should I Believe in Love?
We've got another folksy duet for Dinah Shore and Alan Young, Pernai But Not Plum.
You know something? This is about the happiest I've ever been. For a long time, I was Pernai ready, but not plum ready to get married. But now, well, I'll tell you about it.
I used to live a sheltered life and wondered would I ever be a wife. But when folks said, ain't you ready to wed? I pondered a spell and then I said, I'm pert nigh, but not plumb. I'm pert nigh, but not plumb. But now I've made my mind up. My wedding day is plumb gonna come, soon gonna come. There ain't no charm to own a farm and have no sweetheart hanging on your arm. But when they said, are you ready to choose? I gave them a wink and spread the news. I'm pert nigh, but not plumb. I'm pert nigh, but not plumb. But now I've made my mind up. My wedding day is plumb gonna come, soon gonna come. Every spring, the same old thing. When ducks and drakes were strolling wing to wing, the folks would say, is your wedding day set? And I would admit, well, not quite yet. It's pert nigh, but not plumb. It's pert nigh, but not plumb. But now I've made my mind up. My wedding day is plumb gonna come, soon gonna come. Groom near, bride here, happiness inside here. Notify the neighbors and write my kin. Pert and I ready, plumb ready to begin.
Well, Big Red, looks like pretty soon you'll be getting leftovers from real home cooking. Yeah, Josie's ready to marry, and I'm raring to go. This pig and me, we used to be the slowest folks in this vicinity. And when folks asked, ain't you ready to wed? I pondered a spell, and then I said, I'm pert nigh, but not plumb. I'm pert nigh, but not plumb. But Josie made my mind up. My wedding day is plumb gonna come, soon gonna come. I feed my goats, my calves and shoats. I had no time for sowing any oats. And when folks asked, ain't you taking a mate? I skittered away and said, I'll wait. I'm pert nigh, but not plumb. I'm pert nigh, but not plumb. But Josie made my mind up. My wedding day is plumb gonna come, soon gonna come. It ain't no fun to be just one and always cook my victuals overdone. But when folks asked when you taking the cure, I always would say, well, I ain't sure. I'm pert nigh, but not plumb. I'm pert nigh, but not plumb. But Josie made my mind up. My wedding day is plumb gonna come, soon gonna come. Groom here, bride near, happiness inside here. Better make the cider and oil the shay. Pretty nigh ready, plumb ready for the day.
¶¶ Our final song from Aaron Slick from Punkin Crick, Pert Nye But Not Plum, sung by Dinah Shore and Alan Young.
Sepia Records has one of the most comprehensive collections of Dinah Shore songs, 27 on a Dinah Shore CD entitled Dinah Shore Sings, and our last selections come from that recording. Here is Dinah Shore and the chorus with High Lily, High Low from the film Lily. We'll close with Dinah Shore singing a Rodgers and Hammerstein song from Me and Juliet. Here's Marriage Type Love.
Out of nowhere came the feeling, knew the feeling, marriage type love. We were dancing, and your eyelash blinked on my lash, marriage type love. We made a date, couldn't wait for my day off. Now it's a thing with a ring for the payoff. I'm your pigeon through with roaming. I am homing to marriage type love. Marriage type love. We made a date, couldn't wait for my day off. Now it's a thing with a ring for the payoff. I'm your pigeon through with roaming. I am homing to
Hope you'll join us next week. Until then, this is Michael Kanacki.
And this is Ted Otten.
Wishing you a pleasant evening from the Dress Circle.